Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me,
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. The only thing we ask you to pay for there is if you want a book, we ask you to buy the book. Everything else is free, so check all that out. All that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. Richie Bernardo is here. Richie is a new friend. He's a financial writer at Wallet Hub, like the one in your pocket, wallethub.com, and he's reporting to us about the most and least recession-recovered cities, the cities that have in the United States that have done the best job of recovering since the recession, and the ones that have done the worst job of recovering since the recession. And what do you think separates the two, Richie?
In most of these places that are at the bottom of our study, a lot of them have filed for bankruptcy, so that really pulled them down. And the ones on top, you know, they've been able to stay afloat or recover really well because of high-earning industries. You know, you've got cities like Boston, who have biotechnology and education, mm-hmm. and San Francisco, who are earning big still on tourism. So that's mainly what separates the two. And then you've got a city like Chattanooga, Tennessee, you know, which is one of the fastest growing cities in America,
because right.
they've invested in high speed internet networks that are attracting foreign investors.
Right, and they've got a brand new Volkswagen plant going in there.
Right.
And so I wonder how much the states, if is there any connection between right-to-work states and the success of their cities? Did you make any connection there?
I can't speak on that, but I can tell you, you know, for these individual cities, what types of growth or decline they've experienced in employment or okay. unemployment. So.
All right. So tell us about that.
Okay, well, you know, you've got cities like Laredo City, Texas, you know, again, number one. It didn't experience such a high decrease of unemployment, but, you know, it's still in the top 50 at number 38. Mm-hmm. So unemployment within an 8-year period, you know, has grown relatively sluggishly. So.
Right. What else did you what are some other things? Did minimum wage affect any of these people? When I look at Detroit, I think about the union pressures that created problems there. California, any of the California, when I look at California, New Jersey, Detroit, I can look at those cities and see the inherent fundamental flaws in those states that create problems for the municipalities.
Right. Spoke about New Jersey. In Newark, actually, they are at the bottom of the list in terms of the ratio of part-time to full-time jobs. They have more part-time jobs than full-time jobs. And then that's compared to Fayetteville City, North Carolina, which has more full-time jobs than part-time jobs. So that's what separates the two.
Right. Right. Part-time. So you're saying the cities who have more full-time jobs they've done a better job of recovering from the recession.
That's correct.
So when you realize that an increasing number of the jobs in America today are part-time, what is that? If what you're saying it can be extended, if you can write that large, so to speak, what are we saying about America if more part-time jobs are being created than full-time jobs? That's a dangerous trend for America, isn't it? Richie?
That definitely is. You know, before the recession, during the recession, we lost about 9 million jobs, and most of those were high income jobs. And, you know, we've since returned to pre-recession levels on that front, but most of the jobs that have been created, most of the 9.7 million jobs that have been created, are low-wage jobs. Mm-hmm. So that hasn't helped us very well.
Right. Well, that's part of the problem. And of course, when wages go down, tax collection goes down, right?
That's correct. Yes, and you know, when taxes go down, then obviously these cities will experience deep budget cuts and have to cut public funding from different areas.
Which comes back to my original statement in the previous segment, Richie, and that is that these municipalities, irrespective of the recession, I mean, all the recession did was reveal their defects. It revealed their flaws. The recession, in my opinion, Richie, the recession of 08, the Great Recession, didn't cause these municipalities to do poorly and maybe even to fail, but they revealed their defects, their flaws, which most of which were 20th century promises that they couldn't make in 21st century reality. Last thoughts from you.
Sure, you might be correct on that. Again, you know, probably a lot of these cities were already struggling before the recession, and the recession just pushed them into further.
It just spot. All it did was reveal their flaws. It didn't create them. I promise you, Detroit's problems began back in 1950, 60,
right.
not in 2008. Hey, Richie, thanks for being here. WalletHub.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So check that out, Richie Bernardo, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back with the other reports in the future. I'll be back right after this break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.